It is time now for the Coast to Coast Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Kevin Dakin. Kevin, thanks so much for your time today. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing well, Kevin. I want to ask you first off about your brand new song, just released just a few days ago, I believe. Brand new one, loving this one, listening to it, Living Inside of Lonely. This is a great tune. Can you tell us a little bit about this one and kind of the story behind it and how this one came to be written?
Well, it's been around for a while. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
I had the song, on the shelf for a few years.
Yeah.
The way the song came about was I was down in Nashville for a week doing some writing, and, I had driven down, but I couldn't get a drive back. So I ended up getting a Greyhound bus. And long story short, it was a new driver on the Greyhound bus. So he got lost in Cincinnati.
Oh, no.
So we ended up with this, like, two-and-a-half-hour layover, which delayed every bus from that point on. So anyway, I'm sitting in one of the bus terminals, and I think it was in either Cincinnati or Detroit. I kind of forget now which one it was. And I looked across, and here's this girl just kind of sitting there by herself. And this title came to me. And the original title was Showing Her Side of Lonely.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, on the rest of the bus drive back, I finished up my version of it. And then later on, I went into the studio with Rick Hutt, and we were going through some song ideas and songs that I was considering cutting, and this one came up. So Rick and I ended up kind of finishing it up.
Wow.
We changed the title to Living Inside of Lonely, and that's where we're at today.
Wow. I really love hearing the kind of the story behind songs now that kind of comes to be. And again, joined right now by Kevin Dakin. Have you had an opportunity to play this song live? And if so, what has the kind of that experience been like for you playing for a live audience, this one?
Well, with the full band, no, we haven't had a chance to play it yet. But I have played it with just a guitar a couple of times over the last couple of years. And people have always liked the song. It's just got kind of a groove to it that it kind of starts up and doesn't really slow down.
Yeah.
I've always had a pretty good reception to it, but just in the short time that we've had it out, the reception has been incredible. We're getting a lot of really positive, feedback for it.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy with it. So.
Very cool. That's awesome. Kevin, what's kind of on the way for you here? This year, do you have working on some shows lined up this summer, continuing to songwrite? What's kind of 2023 looking like for you?
Well, for the next couple of months, I'm going to be doing some more writing. I'm going to be writing with some more people. Still kind of working out which is going to be the next single. We've got quite a few options right now. So we'll be back in the studio in March doing some more recording. Planning a trip, hopefully for another trip to Nashville sometime in May, I'm hoping.
Awesome.
And then as far as shows go, yeah, we're going to start booking stuff probably early summer and then on through the rest of the year. So, yeah, it's going to be a busy year.
It's going to be busy. Awesome. Absolutely. Again, joining right now by Kevin Dakin. You mentioned kind of heading back to Nashville. I've been to Nashville, I want to say, four times. And usually every time I go, or I have gone in the past, I do usually go in May because it just seems like the weather's not too hot, but it's warm and very pleasant. What's kind of your experiences like there? Been in Nashville? Sounds like you've been there a fair amount of time. How do you enjoy spending some time in Music City?
Well, it's always overwhelming to me. I've been a country guy for, my whole life. So every time I go there, I'm just reminded of the history of the town to start with.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind with, what has happened there over the decades. You're right. It always seems to be spring. It's usually April or May that I end up down there. So,
yeah.
I never plan that way. That's just how it happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. I mean, there's a lot of Canadians down there too.
Absolutely.
Canadian songwriters. So, everybody's super helpful and friendly and hospitable. So it's always a real good time. And everybody comes back inspired usually.
For sure. For sure. Now it's a great place again, Music City. It just seems like if you go in June or July, it might be like 40 degrees, like 38, 40 degrees.
Yeah.
It just seems like a, a good time. I don't know. I don't usually plan it necessarily for May. It just seems like that's a good time. That's a good time.
Yeah. I think we're getting ahead of tornado season, too, so it's probably better to go.
That's a very good point.
I don't want to be chased around by a tornado. So.
Yeah, that's a very good point. It's a great place. It sounds like it's good that you enjoy your time down there. And, again, it's a great tune, Living Inside of Lonely. Kevin, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. I wish you all the best. I'm sure we'll catch up down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Sounds good, Matt. All right, buddy. Take care.